Hey everybody, welcome to this sneak peek of Making Waves podcast with Tom Prather. In today's clip, Laura Morton, a 20-time New York Times best-selling author, discusses her experience working with Justin Bieber. If you want to hear more, make sure you check out the full episode in the show feed. Please enjoy this Making Waves sneak peek.
All right, let me go back one second. So when you're the co-writer, you're writing in someone else's voice. Mm-hmm. So I look at this coming from my world in TV, it's very much like an actor in that an actor studies the subject, learns the nuances of that person, and learns their voice, and then delivers lines as that person. Well, you're doing the same thing, I think, but you're writing in their voice and you're learning their mannerisms and their nuances. And then the end goal is people think that they wrote the book, right? Is that correct?
Well, some of my clients are truly collaborative.
Okay.
Right? So, the term collaborator and co-author could be interchangeable, right? And some of them are not. Some of them, they're collaborative in the sense that they've given me the material to work with and don't want to see anything until we have a book written. And some of them want to be involved in the process of the process. What I do, look, I'm a pretty ordinary person who works with extraordinary people. Mm-hmm. My gift is being able to put myself in other people's shoes.
Okay.
And I believe wholeheartedly if I feel something, other people will feel something too. So my job is to find those narratives that will allow people to emotionally connect. And if I can find those narratives, because they have to go deeper and beyond that, what I refer to as the New York Times, soundbite, right? We've already heard this before. I want to know why you feel this way. Not that you just feel this way. What happened in your life that brought you to this point? And people tell me things that they didn't anticipate. I build a level of trust with the people that I work with that is not unlike seeing a therapist. But they then allow me the creative freedom to take those feelings, those emotions, those words and those nuances and compile it in a, in the form of a manuscript, and they allow me to do what I do. But I do get to know them. I understand their cadence, their rhythm, the words they use, the words they wouldn't use.
Is that like a switch you turn on and off? Like, have you ever had were you ever writing two books at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a flip of a switch?
I write two books at the same time all the time. I'm constantly writing, multiple books at the same time. It is, because if, let's say, one day I don't want to write Dog the Bounty Hunter, I can write Susan Lucci. I'm never confusing those two voices.
Okay.
Ever. So it's, someday I might want to write about chasing the bad guy, and then, Tuesday I want to write about, working on all my children.
When you wrote Justin Bieber's book...
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming he was like 23?
No, he was young. He was just graduating high school. He was 18 or 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you, in your brain, mm-hmm. write, because in that book...
I think he's 23 now.
Your name's not on that book, so mm-hmm. you're a ghostwriter in that sense, right?
Yeah. So my name's not on the cover. My name is in the acknowledgments.
Right.
And with someone like Justin, there is a branding... for his fan base. Now look at whose fan base is. They don't want to know somebody else wrote that book. They want to feel like Justin's talking just to them.
So that's my point.
Yeah.
You were Justin Bieber in that instance, right?
Oh yeah.
Is that odd to be a 18-year-old boy, like, think that way?
Maybe it would be odd if I went out and I pretended to be Justin Bieber, but
did you have to
I spoke to him and...
You had to sell it like it was him writing the book.
For sure. And he signed off on it. I mean, he read it and... Yeah. And, and let me say this about Justin. He was incredibly professional. He never missed an appointment. He was always prepared. He gave me what I needed. It's not my longest book. It's, there's a lot of pictures in the book, but I'm really proud of the work that we did together because we talked a lot about issues that I think spoke to the kids, particularly bullying,
mm-hmm.
and, some other crisis issues that I think young kids deal with. So Justin allowed me to take, you know, his experiences, for example, with the paparazzi and turn that into a monologue on bullying, because for him that it is a form, but he didn't go to, you know, Central High School with the rest of the kids who are reading this book. So his bullying comes from this place. Their bullying comes from going to school every day. And so what we wanted to do is find a message and a voice where Justin could, you know, talk to those kids and help them understand. Look at the number of kids that commit suicide over bullying.
Sure.
And so if Justin, you know, could use that platform and we could take that story and make it work and inspire that kid who's feeling like it's just them and they realize Justin's going through it too, then that is a job well done.
Well, thanks for listening to this sneak peek. If you want to hear more, listen to the full episodes in the show feed. You can find all the relevant links right in the show notes. Check out Making Waves Podcast for more information and YouTube for video versions of the podcast. Don't be a stranger. Reach out on social media. Let me know who you'd like to hear next on the show or just say hi. And if you've enjoyed what you heard, please tell someone you know and help spread the wave. So thanks for listening. Have a great day and go out and make some waves.